This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It. We have what you need to know from last night's vice presidential debate between Tim Kaine and Mike Pence on What's on Your Mind Today. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall on What's on Your Mind Today. We have Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends on What's on Your Mind Today. And most importantly, he's back, ladies and gentlemen, Todd the Radio God Mitchell with a voice.
How's the most importantly?
Food poisoning in the rearview mirror. Tan, rested, and ready, the one and only Todd of the Radio God Mitchell back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Todd. How are you?
At least as tan as one ever gets, laying in bed, yeah.
Yeah. You okay? You better?
Oh,
you're on the
man. Half my voice tied behind my back, just to make it fair.
Hate when that happens.
Oh, man. Yeah. You start pulling muscles you didn't even know you had. It's like, wait a minute. Is there something there I can pull? Ouch.
And this is all from food poisoning.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to tell us where you ate so we know what to avoid? Or
well, no, I'm not going to throw a client under the bus. But
oh, okay. It was a client.
Or, well, it's one of two things. It's either a client or my wife, and I'm not going to throw her under the bus either.
So you don't know exactly the source
both,
of it.
And she didn't get sick, but I did, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Just my bad luck.
That's bad luck. Hate when that happens. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. By the way, their second annual Spread the Warmth a Clothing Drive continues for a few more days. Friday's the last day. To spread the warmth. And you can find drop-off locations and locations throughout oil country. Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Stanley Beach, Partial, Minot, Newtown, and Kildare. So look for the signs and do some good for somebody in need this year. Find out more at northgoodoilcan.com. All right, what'd you think of the debate last night? My wife, I'm 51 years old, and my wife scolded me like one of our children last night. I think I deserved it. I did like all men do, I think, or most men do, or most husbands do. I instantly thought I wanted to go, tell me, some kind of childish response, right? I was kind of, and I just bit my lip for 30 seconds, and then I said, you know what, she's right. And then I just totally shut up. The first 45 minutes of the debate, first half hour maybe of the debate, somewhere in that neighborhood, I literally was popping out off the couch about every 5 minutes saying, shut up! Shut up! Just like that, because I was going crazy from the interruptions. And I was. Now, shut up's sort of a banned word in our house, right? I mean, not as big a deal anymore. But when the kids are little, you didn't let them say shut up. And obviously, if I say shut up about something, then, you know. So now it's just sort of a joke. We say, like somebody said, hey, I'm heading for school now. I have to get an A on this test. Shut up! You know, it's kind of, but to say shut up as in shut your pie hole, you just, you know, our baby, Haley's 13. Hannah is, she was home and a little under the weather. She's still battling this dang concussion thing, you know, from first game of volleyball this year. It's awful. So she's, on the mend and comes home early from a volleyball game that she was watching. And then what's dad do? Screaming at the TV. So Maria
way
says,
to help, Dad. Appreciate that, right?
Maria says, Scott, and she doesn't usually say Scott. She usually says, honey, you know. She says, Scott, stop it. Listen to yourself.
You shouldn't use first, middle, and last name. That's when you know a woman's mad, right?
Yeah. And anyway, she was right. But I believe I was appropriate in my frustration. Maybe not, and I'd ask the audience today. Maybe I was the only one doing that. I just thought it was unbelievably rude. But Mike Pence was, you know, you have your time, and the rules are they're each supposed to have, when they get asked a question, they get 2 minutes to answer all on their own, and then they have a discussion, right? And so the amount of interruptions, the amount of rule-breaking from Tim Kaine was just unbelievable. And Mike Pence's answers were very good, obviously so good that Tim Kaine thought, I better interrupt. So he would, just like a jerk bully on the playground, interrupt, and I was going crazy. So then I took a deep breath,
That's how they were able to get that debate in 90 minutes, though, as they just talked over each other rather than talking separately. It would have been a three-hour debate then.
Play cut three, Todd, and then we're going to go to the calls here. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number here, 701-258-0550. And you can call about anything you'd like, whether it's a debate reaction, who won, who lost, the issues that came up, or anything else. Dakota Access Pipeline protest continues, and our interview with Deshaun Cunningham yesterday creating quite a stir amongst I see nothing, I hear nothing, I know nothing of the way of bad things happening. It can't be crowd. So, it has gone viral. And the language on my Facebook page from these people is just unbelievable. It's far worse than the shut up. Trust me, far worse than the...
You didn't do much moderating on your Facebook, too.
Well, if I moderated my Facebook page, it's all I would do. Right? I mean, I just don't have... I can't possibly do it. I mean, probably 10% of the comments I see... And or get a chance to comment on probably even less of those. But anyway, that or anything else on your mind, welcome that. Congressman Kramer at the bottom of this hour as we start the Talk Radio Town Hall a little early today on what's on your mind. So stay tuned for that coming up. Go ahead and play, though. I think this sort of sums up a lot of what was frustrating me. Cut three, roll up.
He's employed tens of thousands of people in this country.
And paid a few taxes and lost $1 billion a year.
But why the disconnect with your running mate?
But there's a reason why people question the trustworthiness of Hillary Clinton, and that's because they're paying attention. I mean, the reality is when she was Secretary of State, Senator, come on. She had a Clinton Foundation accepting contributions from foreign governments.
You are Donald Trump's apprentice. Let me talk about this.
Senator,
issue
I think I'm still on my time.
Well, I think, isn't this a discussion?
This is our open discussion.
Senator, let's talk about this.
Well, let me interrupt you and finish my sentence if I can.
Finish
the Clinton Foundation accepted foreign contributions from foreign governments and foreign donors while she was Secretary
okay,
of State.
Okay, now I can wait.
She had a private server.
I get to weigh in on
was
let me
discovered
just say
that. Oh, to keep that pay-to-play process
you have an opportunity
Governor
to
Pence,
out of the reach of
Governor
public.
Pence doesn't think the world's going so well, and he is going to say it's everybody's
Do
fault.
Do you?
That was the best line of all the debate.
Do you?
Do you? Of course he didn't answer it, but am I wrong to be frustrated by that? Am I wrong to watch that and go, are there any rules to this stupid debate? Do you have any order to this? Or is this just Tim Kaine and some CBS lackey, wanting to do everything in their power? How did
they
she
help
Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine? I never heard of the woman, but she was a wallflower.
Didn't it used to be that you had to actually been around the block a few times to end up with that position?
Hey, I'm all for a free-for-all, right? I think, honestly, this idea of you go for a minute, you go for a minute.
Yeah, but she lost control big time.
Just call it that, then. Don't suggest there's rules, because that was ridiculous.
And, exactly.
And open discussion doesn't mean every time he says something that I don't want him to get any traction on, I get to interrupt him. It doesn't. It was all night long. It was all night long. Now, in the end, does that get anybody to vote for you? I don't know. I think Mike Pence was fabulous. Every focus group I saw, every pundit I saw, believed he won.
Even CNN was saying that. For CNN to say that's a lot.
My question is, what are you getting out of this? What is this contributing in the way of a discussion? Welcome your comments and calls at 701-258-0550. Toll free at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd again at 701-226-8503. Earl in Perm, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Fabulous.
Hey, listen, I do have one problem. Why does nobody on the right, and I'm a far righty, ask this question? What is it that you don't understand what illegal means? If you do something illegally, you... are what? Arrested, right? Am I right?
Generally how it works, yes.
Okay. When these guys cross the border, it's illegal. They're called illegal aliens. They are breaking the law. They should be thrown in jail, and they should be deported. What is it that nobody said? Why doesn't even Mike Pence, why doesn't Donald Trump say, listen, I'm going to deport them because they have done something illegally?
Yeah,
is that not? I'm a high school graduate. I'm not a college boy. Why isn't none of these other guys even think about that? This is what I'm thinking. It's so ask you, Hillary, go ahead, just be president. But just come up with the idea, and just come up and say, listen, listen, liberals, do you understand what illegal means? That's all you got to do. Stop. It's over with. They cannot come back with anything, believe me.
All right, let's see if other people agree with Earl on tact for the debates. What is illegal? I think Trump tamped into this in the rule of law issue, but it's a good point. They could expand on it. Ed in Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, Ed.
Yes. You know, when you come up 7th Street from the south, there by Walk Your School.
Okay, in Bismarck?
Pardon me?
In Bismarck, I assume, since you said Walk Your School. Yes, what about it?
Yeah. Okay, well, the lights have green lenses in them, and they're full green. Okay, the people sit there because they think that the traffic coming down 7th Street from the north...
Hang on, Ed. We're going to need a little time to understand what you're saying here. Hang on one sec. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa weed scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO and KLTC in Dickinson. Also, bring us along anywhere in your smartphone with an iHeartRadio app, too. And we love hearing from our listeners 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our What's On Your Mind hotline, 855-200-1776. You can give us real-time reaction to things like last night's debate, Sunday night's Round two of the presidential debate, town hall format there. 855-200-1776. Press 1 and leave a message for us. All right, back to your calls. Congressman Kramer in the talk radio town hall at the back bottom of the hour. And so we'll have your calls on any and all issues before that and after that today on the program. Ed Bismarck called about a concern of on a intersection. I think you're talking about the 7th Street there by Walker School where there's a two-way that goes into a one-way, Ed. Is that right?
Right.
And you're worried about the light specifically there?
Okay, what happens is the people going north, the light turns green, but it's a full green lens. It should be an arrow because the people sit there. We sat through a whole light this morning because people are afraid to go. They think the people coming from the north have their light away.
Yeah, so
not a
I
bad
get
point.
It.
Not
yeah,
a bad
needs
point.
An arrow. Direct traffic a little better there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
we're gonna,
if you could get them to change those lenses to a right turn and a left turn arrow, the people wouldn't sit there and wait through the green light.
You are assuming we have a lot of power here, Ed, on the program. We do have the power of sunshine, sunlight, and a voice for folks. But we'll defer to Mayor Seminary and other folks at the City of Bismarck Traffic Department, Street Department, to maybe take up your advice there. But appreciate the call very much. Aaron in Enderlin. Aaron, are you? Is that where you're calling from, Enderlin?
Yes.
All right.
Say, this is Dakota Access protesters. Don't you believe that in a month or two, Mother Nature might take care of the situation itself?
Yes and no. I think that some people have said all along, well, winter will come and they'll thin out a little bit. But you've got a core group of people there. There. What I don't think anybody understands is this isn't like one entity with one governing body. This is multiple. This is I heard people at the Rosebud Sioux Tribe Council meeting. That's the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's South Dakota side this week. These are enrolled members of Standing Rock's talking about the factions. And Red Warriors over there, and they have one idea. And Sacred Stones over there, and those are mostly people from somewhere else. We're over here, and they're discounted.
I understand all of that, but don't you think the weather, when the winter comes, none of us are as hardy as our ancestors, even the Native Americans.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is for some people that are just out there truly camping, I'd probably agree with you. Although I'm seeing all kinds of online chatter about fortifying for winter and getting wood, and there's talk of concrete being shipped in so they can build structures and lumber being brought in. And mind you, again, let me say, there is a lawful group of well-meaning people who simply don't like this and are concerned about the issue. And then there's a group of somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 to 500 bad actors, agitators that are spoiling for a fight with law enforcement, that are doing bad things, that are wanted for bad things, that are harboring bad people within there. And look, they're going to be here forever. This is a profession to them. This is like Black Lives Matter and all the other Occupy and all the other. They love this stuff. So I don't think they're going anywhere. They love it.
Can you rule out King Barry shipping in some help for them?
Well, he already has. He already has bought time
for
this to fortify. I wouldn't be surprised. Watch FEMA be commanded to bring in generators next, right?
Sure.
And they've asked for the state of North Dakota to bring in porta potties and water, and they bring up all kinds of requests. And again, the state has said very clearly you can't lawfully help an unlawful protest. So the state of North Dakota is not about to do it, but the federal government's already helping them.
King Barry will help them out, I'm sure.
Well, I don't doubt it. So I don't think winter is going to do it alone. I'm not sitting back saying, oh, it'll take care of itself. I'm sitting back saying, let's get the people who genuinely can exert some influence over the bad actors around the table and say, okay, step one, tell them to leave. Tell them to leave. All right? Recognize the bad actors. Recognize what they're doing. Assist law enforcement in rounding them up. They either leave or they get arrested. Second of all, who's left? Prayerful, peaceful protesters. Where can you do it? Not on core land. They've given you a permit to do it over here. Do it over there. Go there where they said you could do it. Not there, okay, where they currently are. Still haven't left that. And do it lawfully, do it legally, protest all you want. Meanwhile, don't interrupt construction. Let this happen. That's what needs to happen. But the federal government won't send in marshals. Federal government is slow walking this thing with what they've done with the courts and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This is a problem of the federal government's making. It's more taking the rule of law and upending it. And you know, the caller earlier said Donald Trump ought to, you know, talk about illegal immigration. I agree, but there's so much illegal activity going on. The rule of law in general is being disrupted. So take it all on, in my mind. Let's see here. Christian Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello. Say, you know, the Roger Maris burglary it equates much like the Kim Kardashian burglary that happened recently, or high-end car theft. These people that are doing these jobs, and I call the burglaries jobs because that's what they are for these groups of people, they're fulfilling an order because none of these items that they steal can be used anywhere on the planet, because they'll immediately be identified. That goes right along with the million dollar ring that Kim Kardashian had. That probably has a laser engraving stone someplace. You know, and the high end cars that get stolen, they take all the identifying numbers off of them and put them all back together. And so it's these items are not going to be recovered. Some dictator in some country might have them in his personal collection, something like that, something along those lines, but they're not coming back here.
Yeah, it's a sad deal. I don't know if folks have followed this, but some priceless artifacts taken in a very methodical way out of the Roger Maris Museum at West Acres Mall in Fargo, North Dakota. They have seen connections to how this was done to other thefts of priceless artifacts out east, so it's part of some bigger deal. FBI is investigating it. So, you know, hope they figure this out for the Maris family, for the good folks, the Schlossmans that have done a marvelous job at that museum. It's a treasure at West Acres if you haven't ever seen it. And, of course, Roger Maris, one of North Dakota's native sons, Chandler Grad, just a great story. So I'm with you, Christian. It's frustrating. Appreciate the call, though. Thank you very much. Let me get Ken and Moorhead in here. What's your take on last night's debate, Ken?
Pro-abortion stance on that Cain said. You know, he quoted Luke. I don't know if you saw that, but he said something about from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, I don't know how that connects to allowing abortion or killing babies, but he seemed to be convinced about that. And then he kept interrupting Pence when he was talking about, you know, being pro-life. And he kept saying, you want to punish women. You want to punish women. You know, that's when I wanted to yell at the TV, too, just like you, and say, shut up, you know, because, you know, he wouldn't let him talk. But, you know, in my view, that little part, that convinced me about, you know, who I'm going to vote for. I've already known, but most...
No, I tell you what, that was about as chilling as you get when you got somebody quoting scripture to defend themselves on abortion, which is the killing of the unborn. It's unbelievable, Ken. We have that clip. We'll play it coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The mobile technology has brought us, but your important home telephone number is still stuck at home. Now you can make your home telephone number as mobile as you are with OurOldNumber.com, where calls to your home phone number can reach you or your family members no matter where they are. Is that great or what? OurOldNumber.com. Check it out now. Find out how much money you'll save every month and how much more freedom you'll have, and you keep the number. No risk contract, too. Very easy. Get out of it anytime. OurOldNumber.com. Remember, find sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. A bunch of calls have come in off the air with reaction to the debate. Here's another one of those.
Yeah, that debate last night when it was vice president, that Tim Kaine, you know, he was bragging how holy he is. You know, just he's such a holy, holy, holy man. Why would he, I don't understand it, why would he support Hillary Clinton to get Bill Clinton back in the White House that had sex with a teenager in there? You know, I just don't understand those people. You know, they claim to be such holy, holy, holy people, you know. But they want that beautiful sexual corruption in the White House, you know. It's just amazing. You know, that's all that goes on down there anyway.
Yeah, well, that's I appreciate the call, but I think that's not uncommon, quite honestly, in politics. You know, you're going to, and to be fair, I guess, a question was asked of both candidates, I think first Tim Kaine, about his faith. And so that then led to a little discussion last night where, as you say, he, I guess, put on a holy personification. And your point is, how in the world can you be that when you support her? But it's power, right? That's talk, and, you know, he wants the power. Roll a bit of this exchange from the faith question that went on between Pence and Kaine, which thankfully went to an issue that did not come up in the first debate, much to my disappointment, but did in this one, and that's the issue of life. Roll that.
There are so many families around the country who can't have children. If we could improve the options so that families that can't have children can adopt readily.
Why don't you trust women to make this choice for themselves? We can encourage people to support life. Of course we can. But why don't you trust women? Why doesn't Donald Trump trust women to make this choice for themselves? That's what we ought to be doing in public life, living our lives of faith or motivation with enthusiasm and excitement, convincing each other, dialoguing with each other about important moral issues of the day.
Because
but on fundamental issues of morality,
because
we should let women make their
because
own decisions.
Because there is a society can be judged by how it deals with its most vulnerable, the aged, the infirm, the disabled, and the unborn. I believe it with all my heart, and I couldn't be more proud to be standing with a pro-life candidate in Donald Trump.
That was really good. It was really good because Tim Kaine is trying to say, well, I believe this in my own personal life, but by the way, I'm fine with Hillary Clinton on this, so that's okay. And why don't we just let women choose? And Trump and Pence comes back with a society should be judged on how we treat the most vulnerable. Wow. Tim Kaine, have a seat, right? That was a good exchange, and glad the topic came up for sure. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, Talk Radio Town Hall time. Starting a little bit early, as we mentioned earlier today. On the program, your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him. Folks waiting to weigh in here, Dave and Bismarck, Bob and West Hope, we'll get to you right away. Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for accommodating my schedule. I'm actually driving to Fargo for the taping of the Prairie Public Television debate for U.S. House candidates, so this helps me just accommodate my time a little better, so I appreciate that.
Fantastic. Let's get right to some calls. Dave and Bismarck, go ahead on the Talk Radio Town Hall. You're up.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Hey, Dave. Great. Thanks.
Good. So I just want to make a comment. It's probably going to sound a little harsh, but I was listening one day to, I think it was the Morton County Sheriff was saying, somebody asked if, why aren't they arresting all these people? And he made one comment one time that if they did arrest them, where would we put them? The jails are almost full. And I thought, you know, all they'd have to do is bring down a couple cattle trailers. They call them bull racks. Open up the back end and shove them in there, and that's their temporary jail until they can act appropriately. And I know it's a little harsh, but it's getting to the point where enough is enough. We need to step in now and get this thing taken care of. As far as the debate last night, it was right. Tim Kaine, these Democrats, they just, whenever they feel like they're being defeated in this thing, they always have to interrupt. That's their main thing. Don't let the Republicans talk. Don't let the Republicans talk. Interrupt. So that's basically what I need to say, I guess.
All right, Dave. Let's give Congressman Cramer a chance to respond to a couple of those things. I don't recall that specific discussion with Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. However, I think it's very obvious that there would be more arrests of the lawlessness. For instance, you go to a protest site, they're tying themselves to machinery, they're trespassing, there's 100 people there, and if there's 20 law enforcement officers at most, you can't exactly arrest all 100, and logistically. So I think there is just a manpower issue, and he, according to this caller, also brought up a space problem. If you arrested every single one of them, where would you put them? Is that a reason not to arrest people that you accept?
Yeah, I guess, you know, discretionary enforcement is always discretionary for a reason, and there are various reasons why you do it. I do think, though, the manpower issue is the bigger issue, Scott, than jail space or prison space. I think that is the bigger issue. But it's also a major issue, not just in your ability to arrest or the willingness for people, but it's also, it speaks more directly, really, to the deterrent. And that's what law enforcement is best at. We don't have a highway patrolman following every car on the interstate to make sure they're all going the, you know, speed limit. You have one for every, you know, several hundred drivers, and that one is a deterrent because you're picked up by that one. So, the problem with this situation is every now and then you need a major deterrent. And I think that's where a lot more law enforcement come in handy. The more you have, the less crime you have. I'd like to see the federal government or some other way of just getting a lot more law enforcement bodies so that you can deter the crime in the first place.
And to his take on the debate last night, what was yours?
Well, you know, I didn't get to see all of it. Of course, I was actually traveling back from another event and hooking up with my daughter and grandson in Minneapolis and flew back with me from Rochester. So we had some really good news in that, but you know, Mike Pence is the class act of class acts, and I will tell you, I think his point was right that I thought Tim Kaine looked like a Democratic robot. My goodness gracious, all he could do is utter talking points over and over and over again. It was obnoxious. And they've obviously tested some of these talking points. Mike Pence, of course, is a big thinker. He's got great experience as a former member of the House of Representatives, of course, but then governor of Indiana. I think you saw his gift of speaking and articulating, as well as his tremendous mind on display last night. And I think he cleaned up the floor with Tim Kaine.
Bob in West Hope for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Ooh, that's me?
The one and only.
That's you, Bob.
Okay, that debate last night that I watched part of, whatever, I think there should be a deal set up instead of them guys sitting at a table and talking about it side by side. They should put them in a glass booth so they're privately. When one guy is talking, they both can hear, but he can't override or say anything about it until this guy is done, and then the other guy takes over and does it.
Wow. Bob, that's a heck of an idea. Now, we might lose a little of the spontaneity of the discussion in that format, but I do think it is frustrating, isn't it, when we watch a debate, all you hear is the other person talking over the person that's trying to answer the question, and that can go both ways. But I'd say that about most cable TV news channels at most nights.
Yeah, anyway, that's what I wanted to say about that. But anyway, then there's another deal. This guy loading them people up in the cattle trailer, you know, bull trailer. Make sure there's a lot of bull doo-doo in there. Fresh stuff.
There would be a deterrent, Scott. That would
yeah,
be a deterrent.
That's yeah,
and then, you know, how we used to feed pigs at home and put it in a big old slop pail, whatever, and mix it all up and then pour it in the troughs. Well, have one of them sitting in there, too.
Is that a popular air freshener in West Hope there, Bob, or what?
That's a what?
It's a popular air freshener you guys use up in West Hope, or what?
Well, it's getting close to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, ship some down. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Don in Saskatchewan for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Congressman, this is Don. I got a question for you. It's probably too late, sir, but I got to ask. Terminal for the old terminal in Minot, the city now wants to build a new fire station on the north side of town, which we really need it. Problem is a lot of people are wondering why the heck you could have the fire station for the airport and the fire station for the north side of town in the old terminal. Use part of the terminal for this. Why can't we remodel it since it's already sitting there?
And this has come up a few times, Congressman Kramer. People are frustrated that terminal is set to be demolished, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I believe that. I haven't talked to anybody about it for a very long time, but I will tell you, when I took the tour of the brand new terminal, which is spectacular, as we all know, when they told me that was the plan for the old terminal, I have to admit, my heart sort of sunk just out of, you know, nostalgia as well as value of the asset. I'm not so sure, Don, I'd have to look into this, but I'm not so sure you're really allowed to even have a fire department that works both, you know, covers both the town and the airport. I'm pretty sure that airports have to have a 24/7 presence.
Yeah, it's got to have a 24/7 separate station. But I mean, the terminal is big enough; they could house both of them at the same time.
Sure, sure.
You know,
so yeah, a little fire department condominium like a model there is what you're suggesting.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and one's owned by the city and one's owned by the feds or the FAA or whoever owns a fire department out there.
You'd have to do a cost-benefit analysis and all those kinds of things as well. But that's good thinking. That's common-sense Midwestern thinking, if you are in Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Bigger issue is why tear down the old terminal? That's, we still need to get to the bottom of. Matt, that reminds me, why don't we schedule the Minot mayor? Saw him briefly at HustFest, but didn't get a chance to ask about this because it had come up before, and try and get some answers on that because you're not the first to bring it up, Don. Thank you. Appreciate it. Other calls, questions, and comments, welcome for Congressman Kevin Kramer. By the way, we have some second quarter taxable sales and purchases numbers from the state tax department. We'll share that for you. Not good news. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once, and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint-condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
The 10th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference is Tuesday, October 11th. Register today, hosted at the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College Campus. Topics of the day include global oil outlook, clean energy, state and national energy policies, and regional transmission and marketing constraints. I'll be there live to discuss the day's events on What's on Your Mind. Go to energynd.com/events. Registration fee is $95 through Tuesday, October 6th, so register now. Go to energynd.com/events.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Smile a little bit when you're talking about watching debate and being so frustrated with it. You know, I think I got to side with your wife. She had to be absolutely right, because it sounded to me like you were watching the debate and doing a Tim Kaine impersonation at your home. Oh, yeah. Calm down, my friend. Yeah. Everything will be fine someday.
Very good advice.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Someday, everything will be fine.
Just don't know if I can wait, that's all. Sorry.
Does this make you feel better someday?
We better get Congressman Cramer up to speed. So last time watching the debate, and, I'm in my mode. I got phone in one hand, notepad in the other. I'm ready to go take notes on everything. And I hear one interruption after another, and I just snapped. I just said, I started literally jumping up from the TV. The dogs would even, freak out. Like, what's he doing? What's he doing? And they'd just say, shut up! Shut up! I just couldn't take it anymore. So about a half hour of that, and my wife, she sternly suggested I stop being, such a jerk from upstairs. We don't want to listen to you yell shut up at the TV. So she was...
See, debates to you are what, football games are to Viking fans. You get frustrated and you scream at the TV and it does no good except... It might be therapeutic for you, other than the fact that it raises your blood pressure. I think the caller probably has a pretty good point. See, what I do is I didn't do this last night because I didn't get to watch it live, but, I like to, I tweet, and then that allows me to express myself throughout the debate. But that's where I...
Twitter rage, is that...
Yeah, well, okay. That's it, yeah.
Somebody,
of course, that's a little more consequential sometimes.
Let's go lightning around some texts here for you. One of the frustrations is issues that don't come up, right?
Yeah.
I don't think, I could be wrong, could be all wet. I don't think the American public is consumed with Donald Trump's taxes, right? Or even what he said about Vladimir Putin. I do think they're concerned about ISIS attacks here and abroad. I do think they're concerned about the condition of our military, $20 trillion in debt. Borders that leak like a sieve, yet these things don't come up. One texter is saying, why does Benghazi not come up? Why are we not? Nobody's bringing up Benghazi. Why?
Well, I think the reason it doesn't come up in the debates is that the moderators and the networks that run these debates don't want issues that are unfavorable to Hillary Clinton to come up. And so they try to. One thing about Donald Trump is somewhat reaping what he's sown in that this campaign, it really is about him, largely. Because he's a bigger-than-life person. He is running against Hillary Clinton, and I think that if the moderators don't bring it up, then it's incumbent upon our people, in the case of last night, Mike Pence, and the next two debates, Donald Trump, to bring up the issues like debate, like emails, like the Clinton Foundation, and the many other scandals that surround the Clinton family.
Play cut one, Todd, for Congressman Cramer here, something that Tim Kaine said last night I would like him to respond to from the debate.
We trust Hillary Clinton, my wife and I, and we trust her with the most important thing in our life. We have a son deployed overseas in the Marine Corps right now. We trust Hillary Clinton as president and commander-in-chief, but the thought of Donald Trump as commander-in-chief scares us to death.
All right, so that's something they really want to continue to sow the seeds of. He's scary, or his temperament. Oh, he's wild with the tweets and all that. Do you think any of that's working?
It could work if it goes unanswered, I suppose. But to Tim Kaine's point that he just made there, the first thing I'd say is this is the perfect time to bring up Benghazi. What's the point of having Marines situated anywhere in the Middle East if when your embassy is under attack and your ambassador is being murdered, if you don't deploy them and you have them spending more time changing their uniforms than you do using them to... to defend our embassy. So to me, that would be an opportunity to bring up the Benghazi. I don't know anybody in the military or with people in the military would trust Hillary Clinton more than they could trust Donald Trump, who has, in my view, demonstrated at least strength, if not the downright strong commitment, both for our active military as well as our veterans.
Another texter, ask Congressman Cramer about the Billy-sponsored privatizing land by the Missouri River. It's the hunting land south of Bismarck and Mandan.
Sure. So I have a bill that would give land, excess lands that were taken by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers back in the 50s to build the Wahoo Dam and Reservoir. It's in Morton County, Burley County. The legislature passed a resolution 91-1 encouraging to the state. Now, we maintain it for public use, public access. It can't, it doesn't make a lot of sense 65 years or so later to give it, to sell it back to heirs of the previous landowners. The federal government purchased it, but to leave it in public use. but turn over management and ownership up to the state, which is just what we ought to be doing all over the country. The federal government owns over one-third of the landmass of the United States, and we trust states a lot more than we trust the federal government for very good reasons. Having toured it and stuff, it's not all land is equal, obviously, but the federal government's care of state care of land, and more importantly,
We're having a little trouble with our. We're getting a little break up in your cell phone call here, but we'll give you a chance to finish this on the other side of the break. One other commenter said these areas are the most heavily used public lands in North Dakota. Their loss would be catastrophic. But I think, if I heard you correctly, the use could continue by the public. We'll finish that on the other side of the break. Plus, Mark and Harvey and Bob and Jeff on Sydney, Montana. Question for Congressman Kramer coming up.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mom and Dad have had the same home phone number for years. Now that they're moving into assisted living, they're worried their friends won't know how to be able to call them on their home number. We found OurOldNumber.com offered a great solution. OurOldNumber.com will forward Mom and Dad's home number to their cell phones. It's just like their home phone number went with them to their new home. Thanks to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.